reason why there's too much to do is that I possess too many things. They clutter up space and gather dust. They often malfunction and eventually rust. But heavier than the physical stuff is the paper dragon asleep. He's the one who makes life tough and causes me often to weep. Fear that nothing has really changed, and more, that it never will. My mind and emotions are disarranged, and alas, there's no magic pill. Healing and growth come only from God, from the God who dwells within. I need them both, like bare feet to be shod, so that I can walk from my sin. How can this happen? It ain't happened yet. And it hasn't been for lack of trying. Will it ever happen? That it will is my bet. Because at last, I'm ready to stop lying. Phony thoughts lead to phony actions. Impure thoughts lead to fatal attractions. Cultivate thoughts that are real and pure. Do that which is helpful, will endure. The mind must be trained to be true to its design. The mind's not just brain. It is part of the divine. That's why there is scripture, prayer, church. They balance constricture against random lurch. So, keep to the center. Be who you are. God's house you will enter. You don't have to go far. It's beneath all the thinking, beside all the feeling, and above all the doing. Reality-based thinking, non-egotistical feeling, and love-motivated doing. This is the pathway to transformation. This is the suffering that births elation. This is the purpose of human creation. This is the mystery of substantiation.